Episode 23, we're back. It's your boy, Trey.
And it's your man, Jake.
Okay, wow. That was nice. Thanks for being a guest.
Thanks for having me.
I haven't told you this. When I had, because I kind of wasn't thinking, I don't know, on Correct Opinions episode 50, where Katie came on, I was like, Correct Opinions, first ever guest on Correct Opinions, the big deal. And somebody comes like, Jake was on here like four times. I was like, yeah, he was.
I don't know why I said that,
but.
That's funny. And didn't you have Zisman on one time too?
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, he did. I did.
That first ever guest.
He told me that. So if you remember that it was the Correct Opinions matchmaking episode, which is one of the things I'm most proud of coming up with, because it was a lot of fun. I get messages like, do it again. It was. Yeah. Once I hire somebody, it'd be easier. Cause I was like, I went through like hundreds of submissions, found them, tried to match up age and location, contacted all of them, set up meetings. I was like,
you're like, man, there should be like a algorithm for this or something, yeah. Like some sort of mobile application that does this for you. This is tough.
But it was funny. So do less guess insider info. My good friend, Ryan, roommate for years, not roommates anymore. We're married. I kind of wish that'd be fun.
Have like one extra still yeah. Married to Katie, but. Ryan,
I had a little bit of a new girl situation, which was like a dream where quarantine, I still lived with two of my best friends, but Katie and I were engaged and she's like, what is she going to sit in her studio apartment by herself? So she was just over all the time. So yeah. It was the four of us like chilling all day. I was like, this is kind of my dream, but we had to get them out of there. But I just said, Ryan, here's like five or six girls who are like our age that are in like, at least the region. So like, so just take your pick.
We got Des Moines, yeah. Omaha.
So he went with Hallie from Dallas because, you know, she looked cute and seemed to have similar interests. So he came in here and talked to him and it was a little awkward, but he's like, dude, I texted her the other day and we're still like low-key text. I was like, wow.
Dude, he replied to my story last night about like my whole thing I had about the Enneagram, and I put up all these screenshots of like all these girls like DMing me about my Enneagram score. Oh. And Ryan just goes, I wish as many girls would DM me. That's all I said. Hasn't responded on Instagram to me in 6 months. And that was it.
Oh yeah. He's in a tough spot. Yeah. He's going through a breakup. So he must be.
I didn't mention that. Yeah. Thought about it.
Yeah.
Didn't want
yeah.
To.
Don't.
Yeah.
That's good.
I just said, dude, you got to post about the Enneagram.
It's our sweet neighbor, Pat, who is our best friend. She's in her 80s. She's so nice and very involved. I think
she just broke Ryan's heart.
Yeah. You know, yeah. But I think she listened to all the podcasts. I don't think this one. But I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey,
she's
Pat.
So sweet. But she, you know, Ryan was a roommate, so she loved Ryan. And we saw her the other day before we move and was just like, so are Ryan and, you know, I won't say her name, but like,
sure.
Are they engaged yet? It'd been like 2 months, you know, and I'm not going to break it to her. So she's like, oh, I think definitely not engaged.
definitely don't tell other people they're engaged because they're not. They're not even somewhat engaged.
That's funny. Yeah, because, it feels like your crew really loves the Enneagram.
My crew. Yeah. I mean, just.
Well, so does mine. I don't know what I'm saying. We're all the same crew. We're all white people.
Yeah. It's.
Our 20s.
Which now that we're talking about him, Ryan was one of the first people that happened to me at a party. He was like, I didn't know him at all.
Oh,
and he's just like,
for a bit, yeah.
He sits next to me. We're about shins deep sitting in a pool, just chilling. So, dude, what's your Enneagram score?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that's your first question to me? Like right off the bat? Like get to know me a little bit. Yeah. Wine and dine me a bit.
I feel like, so you're an Enneagram 7, but I feel like that's a popular one. People are probably like, oh, you're so fun.
Oh, people love the 7.
Yeah. See, I go 8 and they go, ooh. Easy, man. Yeah. I'm
like, I don't know that much about it, but when I've read about certain scores, it's like, okay, I feel like they're kind of like not making this person feel good about their score. Like I know the number 4 is like a highly emotional, sometimes
they're
sensitive,
crazy people. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like Enneagram.com. It's just like, good luck with these people.
Yeah, basically.
Be on your tiptoes around them. It's like, geez, this doesn't make them feel good.
Do make it negative. So there's another Myers-Briggs, which is like the
sure,
four letters.
Sure.
And I was really into that when I first met Katie. And so I didn't lead with it, but we'd been talking for a few weeks. I was like, I'm really into this. Like, I'm curious what you are. And I'm like da 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 da, which similar to 8, it you know, it pops up as that's very negative. Like in a good way, it's like these people can be like good leaders, and you know, it's like, so she's reading it, and we don't know each other that well still. And it's like these people can be chillingly insensitive, and they how they handle relationships. If a breakup happens, clean cut, they'll never talk to you again. Doesn't bother them, you know, stuff like that. Where I'm like, that's, I mean, yeah. If I was a garbage person, that's how I would be. But like.
This is like at my lowest, sure, I could be that way, but I'm still a good guy.
Yeah, I'm like
who has
like
this personality decent, trait.
No, eights get a bad rep because they're, I mean, I like to think I'm, I know I'm more blunt than most, but I've been around some eights where you're like, man, this person is just mean to people. So
there's another score, I don't know which one it is on the Enneagram, that's like basically just like, yeah, kind of a crazy person, super anal, super just like, it has to be this way. I'm going to get stressed and freak out if it's not organized. And it's like, dang, that's too bad.
Yeah, it is funny.
I'm sure you have some redeeming qualities, but this website is not telling me about them.
Yeah. So, because Katie's a nine, which is her peacemaker. So there's like, basically these people are like, everyone loves them and they're just so nice.
Yeah, but it's a great score.
But then like, I have a male friend of mine, a buddy of mine who's a nine, but nines are also like, these people love naps, they're not really very motivated, they're not going in, and they're they don't stand up to anyone, they can kind of be pushed over, and so the guy's like, come on, I'm still kind of like a tough guy,
I'm making peace from time to time, I make some peace.
Yeah, it's good. I got the new merch drop on.
I was gonna say I fall see vibes. Some nice folded lines on the shirt.
Out of the box, it's just Times New Roman, simple. So that's God bless, dude. What do you want? And a nice fall pumpkin color.
That is a good color. I was going to mention that. I like that color of orange.
That'll be good. Well, I'll give you all the deets, of course. And then I'm, moving. You're listening to this. I've been in my partially finished house for a few days now. This is I'm recording this right before I move. But
how do you think it's been your first 4 days in there? Tell us from the future.
Great. It's been great. It's kind of my dream because it's not fully finished yet. So I'm like, we can't really like cook a meal or do laundry. So I'll just go grab more tacos.
I don't know. Should we take out the trash? Why don't we wait till like we kind of know which day it's going to come?
We don't really know.
Yeah, just get out of every chore possible.
But we went by this morning and my strategy's paying off. This is a roll of the dice. I think I'm proud of it. I recommend to anyone doing these. So these renovations, it's the only one of the, you know, kind of like how if your Wi-Fi doesn't work and you call, they're like, yeah, sometimes it just doesn't work. You're like,
well, I feel like it should because I pay.
Yeah, this is the only thing where they're like, yeah, the electrician, he'll be done Friday. And I'm like, it's next Wednesday. I'm like, why is he still working? Like, oh, he took a few days off and
he might have got busy. I don't really know.
He'll be back and then he'll finish up like 2 weeks later than I said. So that just was happening. And I said, hey, I sold my house and we are literally moving in here October 10th, whether it's done or not. So let's maybe make it be done.
I'll take some electricity, please.
And as there have been weeks on end where like no one would be there or like no problems would happen in a week. I went there this morning. There's literally 15 people there. I was like, yes.
That's
they're like,
awesome.
Like we're trying to at least like make sure there's, you know, a toilet in here for you. I'm like, that's right. Get after it. So there's like a guy doing electricity. There's a guy setting carpet. There's a guy building a cabinet. There's a guy like stuccoing this wall. There's a guy there. I'm like, yes.
It's like, this makes sense how Extreme Home Makeover did it. Because it sounds like you're building me a house in one
week.
That's
what I say. Listen, man, you're telling me 7 months? Ty Pennington did this in 7 days. Time and time again.
Ty and Ty again. He was doing this.
Ty and Ty again. I've thought about... And being in like a public eye kind of thing and how it just feels strange. Where people are like, do you feel famous? Or it's just kind of strange. I wonder like, what did Ty Pennington feel like?
How famous did he get?
Yeah, it's like, that's the guy who's the host that one makeover show.
He says move that bus once a week.
Move that bus.
On ABC.
Yeah, it's great. It's in being in this position, it's like very few people are like actually famous. Do a few people say hey to me every now and then? Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I like meeting people. If beyond your Will Smiths and your Biebers and your Selenas, like no one should ever have a big head. It's like, oh, you played this role in a sitcom once and someone says hey to you like twice a week. You're not famous.
Yeah.
I'm not famous.
That's the thing. Everyone's good at something and certain people's happens to be in front of a camera or with an audience. It doesn't make you better than someone else. So it doesn't make you cooler or more
you know,
just I'm moving my shoulders a lot. Right, so just imagine that. Come more on. This.
Yeah, a little than a, and I used to kind of be like, will there ever be a point? Will this be annoying? No, I'll never be that famous. Never. Imagine Justin Bieber. His life is horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
just
going to be
messed. Sits outside of his house.
Paparazzi, dude.
Paparazzi.
That's a good song though.
Don't you know that guy?
Justin Bieber? No.
And not the Lady Gaga either. I jumped a few steps ahead here.
Who is that guy?
I'm talking kid who was on Ellen, Oklahoma guy.
Jason Grayson George?
Grayson something.
Grayson Chance?
Grayson Chance feels more right.
Yeah.
I like Grayson
Now that Chase I said Grayson that. George, that's just a guy who went to my high school. You ever done that?
Grayson Dude, George, yes. Yeah. Good algebra. Yeah.
He was on our JV basketball team. What are you talking about? I don't know. He's just from my hometown. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I think my mom maybe has talked to his mom or like few mutual friends. I don't know. But yeah, what happened to that guy?
Yeah, what's he up to? Because I'm sure he was crazy famous for a while when he was 12.
Yeah.
I think he's still making music. I don't know. Talk to your mom. Get back to me.
Because he did a cover of that song.
He did a cover of Paparazzi. He is not Lady Gaga.
Do you watch a lot of Ellen?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that was just one of those that was like crazy viral. You know, there was like Sophia Grace, the Apparently Kid. We got the Walmart Kid. It's like, I'm a sucker for talented children.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Ellen, who can sing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm a sucker for children. Jeez. Just take that out of context. We'll have the new editor just do a bunch of those. Create a canceled clip. Just without context, take out pieces here. Jake, I'm a sucker for a nice kid. That someone has a bit on that where it's like you can't. It's okay if a girl or what is it? You can't guess a kid's age or something.
It's
or
weird
you
if
can
you
say
know
you can say I like kids, but you can't say I like 7-year-olds. That's the joke. Yeah,
that's a good point. Mm-hmm. I spent 6 summers working at a Christian summer camp, and they do a good job, like in a healthy way, of just like terrifying you of like what could happen to you. You know, like when working with children, like they put the fear of God in you in more ways than one. Of just like we were taught and trained, like don't even ever be one-on-one with a kid in a closed space, just because that puts you in a position where they could say anything and you have no one to validate it. Oh, and yeah, you'd like be in the cabin,
be
like free period.
To be in charge of that.
A kid walks in, you're like, get out!
Yeah, no, stop! Run!
Yeah, or like, I would just run out of the cabin and be like, do whatever you got to do in there. Take your time. I'll be outside hanging out. Sure. Oh, it was scary.
Yeah, that's smart. Makes sense.
But yeah, they did a good job. So now I'm still scared of children.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But yeah, we're getting
socially distancing for a while from them.
Yeah, socially distancing. What else is new? We got merch coming. Oh my gosh.
I was looking at the Seltzer Saturday merch when I walked in.
The fall girl video is probably out by now.
Yeah, it probably just got posted.
We haven't even, isn't that crazy? Time travels. I haven't even shot it yet.
But probably posted it yesterday.
I'm stoked for that. Those are always fun. Those special ones where you're like, I can't wait to press post, get it out here. We're the fall guys, you know?
That's our thing now. It's kind of like I wouldn't know from experience, but in like TV shows and movies or even like The Office, they talk about like, yeah, this sale is like actually pretty big. It's like a fourth of my sales actually for the entire year. Like this client.
Yeah.
Like that's big how I feel project. Like our fall video is like, yeah, this is like our biggest sale. Like this is like, I need to really crush it with this client. Dude, Girls in the Fall 2018, 50 million views.
Yeah.
We'll never do that again. Probably.
No, I love whenever sure everyone's like, you just can't beat the original.
Yeah, which is crazy. And I know we talked about this, but our very first video, like the very first one we did together.
And then if you look, someone sent me this, which I thought was funny. They're like, they just typed in like Trey on YouTube or something, or Trey Kennedy. Like the first thing is just like Trey Kennedy Fall. Like people are that's looking like, for it.
The number one like autofill search.
Yeah, 1 year ago, 50 million. Last year's, so they're like 12, 14. But last year's was great, man. It was a beautiful setting up in Vermont.
Last year's was awesome.
Yeah.
The music video didn't do super well. And I think that's one of our best ones. Like that's like top three.
People appreciate it. And so this, we're going to Nebraska, man. I think we mentioned this, but yeah, I got a big old, we have a whole playground.
Big old playground.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. Acreage to work with.
Yes, sir.
After hours.
Yep. Yep.
Tornado simulator. Oh, I'm psyched.
Yeah. And I believe I've updated one at this point, but treykinney.com/tour, hitting the road. Jake will be opening. We're going to do some fun jokes and times. We're going to Huntsville, Alabama. All this info is on my website. We're going through Florida, down through kind of Fort Lauderdale area. What is it? It's like Doral, Florida, and West Palm, Naples.
Yeah.
I'm hitting what else? Toledo area.
And Lexington?
Lexington area.
Kentucky.
Let's go.
Cool.
Man, I'm stoked. So yeah, do that all through November leading up to another live stream show.
Yes.
And then it's just kicking back and having some turkey, man. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I am going to be spending it with my family. You?
Same. I'm very excited because we're having it at our new home.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're hosting.
It's so Katie, you know, works in hospitals, and so you know unfortunately those don't like shut down on holidays.
Oh yeah, people still very get annoying. Sick.
Yeah, people are like, don't have a heart attack on Christmas, dude. Like maybe okay, that was insensitive. Which is great. She's she's only worked there a year or so. Low man on the totem pole, so she's got to work Thanksgiving Day.
Gotcha.
But I was a little bit excited just because, like, we can now be like, you guys have to come here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or my roommate, he would, because his family's all over the place. So, like, one Christmas, he's like, it sounds awesome to me to do Christmas solo. And it's partially because he has, like, divorced family and, like, there's a lot of stuff going on. So, like, and for those, you know, those people, like, Christmas is probably more stress than it is enjoyment, right?
Gotcha.
It's like, we got to, you know, I have a married couple who's like both divorced parents. So they go to like four places.
Ooh.
And they're like, this is really it. We're happy to see all these family. This is kind of a hassle.
It's a lot.
And so I'm lucky I don't have that situation. But he was like, I'm just going to do Christmas by myself.
Wow.
And I feel like the only one who understood it. Because everyone was like, please come on. No, please come over. He's like, no, I want to do this. And I was like, how was it? He's like, it was awesome.
Really?
Because
good for him.
No one... it's impossible for work to hit you that day.
Yeah.
Everyone's busy. Everyone's doing their thing. You're just totally by yourself and you're just chilling.
Wow.
So that's kind of what my Thanksgiving day will be like.
Like an introvert's dream. I'm just like, right. No one can bother me.
I don't know.
I get to celebrate this however I want.
But I'm very happy my fam's coming up to do that. So I think I mentioned this. Why is this coming up on my laptop? Very annoying. I get so, it was like, your FaceTime's now being used on this, which I think is my other computer, but every time it makes me paranoid that like some guy's accessing my stuff somewhere.
That would sketch me out a little bit. That's a weird notification to get.
Okay, but, now you got me nervous.
Well, yeah, I might look into that. I don't know about that. That's cool though. That'll be a nice Thanksgiving. We don't really ever do anything. One year, this is actually not that long ago, probably like 4 or 5 years ago, my parents were like, hey, we never really do anything on Thanksgiving anyway. Let's take a cruise.
Oh, fun.
We'd never been on a cruise before. We'd never like really go on vacation, but just for Thanksgiving week, I think it was maybe when I was still in college or something, but they knew that I would have off, my sister would have off, and we just went on a cruise for Thanksgiving. Just kind of fun. It felt wrong.
Yeah. We always did the same thing. We deviated once. We like, this will be fun. We're going to go spend it like on our little like lake cabin. And I got attacked by three dogs.
Three dogs?
Three dogs at once.
Wow.
So the second time in my life, I'm deviating from what we usually do. So I'm picturing 6 to 9 dogs.
Yeah.
They get attacked.
I am filling my jeans with some jalapeno bacon and let's just see what they do this time.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of what's coming up. We're going to, a few of you threw in some voice messages to the Do Less Guest Instagram DMs. Shout out to the Do Less Guest Plus members. My Do Less Guest standards, we have love for you.
Sure.
How about this? Because I don't want y'all to miss out on future episodes. You can ask me anything and everything. Ask Jake
anything and everything.
So what's the best way to do that? How about email with your voice message? How about this? You email the Do Less God Bless email. We'll find it there. So with the subscription, with the email subject, Do Less Guest. DLGB@TreyKinder.com. Do Less God Bless. That's, you know, the initials. DLGB@TreyKinder.com. Let's start off from who do we got first here?
Guy's been wondering.
Cassidy.
Hey, guy's been wondering this for a while. Trey, do you listen to Jake's podcast? And Jake, do you listen to Trey's podcast?
Great question.
Do you have a podcast?
Dude, I thought this was the only one you had. What is she talking about?
It is getting a little excessive. It's like, yeah, we each do 7 podcasts.
I don't talk to any friends. I talk to microphones.
Do you listen to my podcast, dude? I mean, what the heck?
No. You listen to mine?
I have.
And I have to you the same as well.
Have you? No, be honest. Have you listened to a second of Correct Opinion?
Yes.
Okay.
Never a full episode? Good.
Right. I've definitely... I've checked in 4 or 5 times and listened to a little bit.
It's like, how's it going? But like I watched the clips. I'm like, let's just, you know, let's get
the
best. It'd
be a little
best.
Weird if like we're constantly working together, writing together and doing this. And then also I'm like, I got to listen to your whole podcast too.
Like, as soon as I leave your house for the fourth time this week, I get in my car and listen to you talk by yourself. Like, dude, like, you don't have to consume me as much as you were doing.
Yeah, it would actually be concerning. I'm like, all right, are you okay, man?
You seem to like me
a lot. Big fan. No.
And part of it is like, I don't drive that often. Your house is 10 minutes away from me.
Right.
I listen to one podcast a week. Like, that's all drive time I have.
Yeah. What's your like actual podcast consumption? How much and what of what? That was a bad way. What do you listen to and how much of it?
I only listen to comedy podcasts. And in a typical week, I can consume from one to like one and a half podcast. So like between 1 and 2 hours of podcasting.
Got it.
Is like my typical drive time a week.
Basement Yard?
Basement Yard and then David Dobrik's.
Those are your go-to.
Mm-hmm.
And do you listen to every episode or just what you catch?
David's just like when there's like spillover, when there's like a remainder. Like, I drove a little extra this week.
Okay.
But the Basement Yard, I'll listen to that one every week.
Okay,
but that's
cool.
Really it. So
I'm kind of jealous. I've never had, actually, the only time I've kind of got off of them in quarantine, which I'm sure quarantine messed up a lot of people's podcast routines.
Yeah.
But the one I listened to ritually, well, when I could, was Pardon My Take.
Yeah.
The huge sports one that Barstool does that I think is hilarious. But they post like 3 1.5-hour episodes a week. So
that's a lot.
I do not in any way keep up with that. But I would listen to probably 1 or 2 hours of that per week.
Yeah.
That was kind of my only podcast. And then I had a phase where I was like pretty consistently listening to like this one, like pastor's sermons every week.
Oh, okay, nice.
Because they're like 30 minutes. And now, and then I had a phase where I didn't listen to any. I was like more music obsessed. Like if I'm listening to something, it's music.
Yeah.
And now my phase is I listen to only comedy podcasts from comedians.
Yeah.
Because just being in a podcast and comedy space more and more. But I don't listen to one like week to week at all. Mm-hmm. I just kind of pick and choose what sounds interesting.
From
Joe Rogan to all those guys under him.
Yeah, I might have to check out Bargatze because I know you've been listening to it.
Nate Bargatze's.
See how he's doing.
I just really enjoyed it. They did like 3 or 4 hours worth of podcasting just on comedy and his career and stuff.
Would you recommend that? Even for me? Like I might
listen to that. Yeah, it was fun to listen to. I don't. That's the thing too. What we're doing is very. We don't have a commute. We don't have a like an 8 to 5 where like you're killing time or maybe you're doing something a little more mindless where you can do that. It's like I can't listen to podcasts while I make a podcast.
No, yeah. I can't video edit and be listening to something.
Yeah.
It is fun to listen to those comedy podcasts because this isn't supposed to come across sad, but like we don't have any friends doing what we do. Like we don't have any
I get so many nuggets from listening to the comedians podcast because I don't have it. There's no comedians to talk to.
Right? I don't know anyone else who podcasts.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Makes videos.
That's good.
I've been on a big music kick this week, actually. I've been doing, I don't know why or where this came from, but every time I've driven your house this week, I just choose like an artist. I'm just like, let's just listen to their rant. This morning, it was Hot Shell Array. Remember them from back in the day? So I listened to I Like It Like That. I listened to Tonight Tonight.
Yeah, baby!
No.
That one?
I like it like that. Yeah, they did a cover to that a few years ago. It's really good.
I'm not fully confident what you're talking about. I literally thought this was listening to.
I guess so.
You're just windows down.
They're like
podcast time.
Like, wow. You've heard their song. Like, so it's like, I like it like that. Yeah, windows down.
Nice,
chill with the radio on. I like it like that. Yeah. Do you actually know that song?
Vaguely.
Because I sang it perfect. So you should.
That was
catch
actually
it.
One of your better performances.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
I think Shazam. Oh, my gosh. Like, my phone just caught it. They're like, yep, Hot Shell Array. Yeah. Sang that perfect.
I go through phases. I had a country music phase this summer. And then now I've been listening to a lot of like Pop Smoke, which is some gnarly, intense rap.
He has
hitter music.
I like it like that,
just
right?
That's hitters.
It's him.
I like it. No, let me play you some.
I like it like that.
We have this me and my buddies have made this playlist of like very like pump up football music. You know, it's something if you like played football, you'd listen to this in the locker room.
Or
like
kickball
Thursdays. I want to murder someone.
Yeah.
And so we'd play that when like Oklahoma State's playing because it's our favorite team. And so then you just kind of, it like leads into the week. I'm like, oh, she's playing Saturday. Thursday, I'm going to start.
Better Pop Smoke.
Then we make sure this is appropriate. Yeah, like what's the song called? Oh, this is great. Listen how gnarly this is. Oh, that's not it. That's not it. Sorry.
Let's go, you Cowboys. When he raised the pulse, she
liked the way I heard. And you're just like, oh, I want to hit somebody. But I can't hit anybody because I'm soft. But
I like that he's growling.
He liked the way that I heard. You're like, oh my goodness.
Reminds me of Thanksgiving a few years ago. Yeah. Holy cow, get these dogs off of me.
Oh, I got my blood blowing. Okay, let's, who else we got here? Let's see. We got another voice message. Lisa.
I'm Lisa from Minnesota, and I have a hot take that home decorations for any holiday other than Christmas are overrated. Mm. No one needs to decorate their house for Halloween or Thanksgiving or any other holiday. Christmas is the only holiday worth decorating your house for.
Thank you, Lisa. Agree or disagree?
Lisa, I'm with you.
Wow.
Totally with you.
I'm not.
You like the fall too much.
Though, listen, will I decorate for anything other than Christmas? Absolutely not. There's a difference between, I think there's truth to, it's not worth the effort on the others. But if, you know, if Katie or some other person wanted, hey, I want to just want to, for this 3 weeks, Thanksgiving all over the place, I would be like, that's a nice touch to my house.
Yeah, but you're not going to do it. You're not going to Hoblaw buying cornucopias, no, putting pumpkins in
my them. Mother, dude. Maybe this is why I appreciate it. My mother is, I don't know, maybe an insane person.
Okay.
But every holiday, it's like the whole house, we're tricking this out.
Yeah.
And it was very pleasant. I enjoyed it. But like, I would never do that. It's like, okay, let's get all this stuff from the attic. We got about 4 weeks of Thanksgiving-y fall vibes. We put a whole house. We got to take it all down Christmas time. I'm like, this is days of work to my ear,
yeah,
that I'm not going to do. I'm only going to go out on Christmas. But.
And the only thing worse than putting up a lot of decorations is 4 weeks later taking them down.
Yeah,
I hated the day my mom was like, all right, let's you want to help me like take down the ornaments in the Christmas tree and all the little like fake snow and the twinkle lights, like, because yeah, like, you're not even excited for anything,
right?
Like, it's January 6th, I gotta go back to school tomorrow.
It's,
like,
it's Columbus Day and there's just sailing ships and hats all over, it's the,
like,
place.
Hernando de Soto, he's not even one of the most popular, yeah, ones. Why are we celebrating this guy?
I can't find the Nina and the Santa Maria. Dang it. What are they?
Nice.
You know it.
We Nina, Pinta Santa Maria. Yeah, nice.
No, she didn't. How, that would be awesome. Just every single holiday. Just groundhogs everywhere for one day.
Yeah. Hey, it's Arbor Day. Who, you can either plant or water. What's it going to be? Which one would you want?
No. When
Arbor Day's over, you got to dig up the tree. All right. Arbor Day's over.
I think I'm throwing a big Christmas party. I'm going to go all out in Christmas decorations. I've already sent out invitations to my Christmas party.
You assigned me some tasks.
I did. I said, Jake, you have to go on above and beyond now.
I need you.
Yeah, I need you to help me trick this party out. I had a couple people be like, man, I would never plan this that far in advance. Like, kind of roasting me. I'm like, oh, come on. You got it. I don't know. Yeah. What do you mean? I had a buddy who threw a party, and like the party, big party, house party for his like new cool house he got. On a Saturday, and like Tuesday, he's like, here's the party info.
Yeah.
And like 100% of us were like, we have plans. We can't.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good trait you have. Thank you. Like, trait is planning in advance.
Got to plan in advance. I just got a quote on a bartender, private bartender. It's only like $150.
For the whole night?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think it's worth it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was going to say $150 an hour.
That's not including all of the alcohol. So that might be the main cost.
Okay.
But his actually services.
His service. Okay, yeah. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
And because he'll get some tips.
Yeah.
Not from me, but, yeah, you know, some nice people there. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
That's a big, I used to like, I learned this quickly where I'd be like, hey guys, I'm going to buy us like a bunch of, this was in college, like a bunch of beers, come over to watch the game. You know, it's in college, no one has any money. So I'm like, I'll buy it all, just throw me a few bucks. Right.
Yeah.
And you're just, you don't flat out, I've learned you have to flat out be like, here's your Venmo request of $7.
Yeah.
To make this work. It was just, you know, yeah.
Just whatever.
And it's amazing how many people would come and drink numerous beers and just leave.
I'm thanks, like, man. Well, this is awesome.
Because I feel like I would always be like, I would go out on my, I'd be aware of that. And I don't think people, I just have learned that most, especially dudes, it's not like it crossed their mind to be like, I should give this guy money. I'm just not. It never entered their head
yeah,
that
yeah.
I should probably pay. Someone paid for this, and it wasn't me.
This didn't just show up here for free.
Yeah.
Trey, congrats on this Coors Light sponsorship. Yeah, this is so sweet. You're what, like, I spent money. What, I went and bought all
I'll
this.
I'll never forget. This guy's name was Mike. More offensive than not paying is giving me a dollar. He gave me a dollar.
Thanks for the six beers, dude. Here's a dollar.
That's like the only thing you could have done worse is write me a check for a dollar. That was the only thing you do that's more offensive. Oh, I was like, what is this guy's never invited over again.
And he may not know the cost of anything. He yeah. may be like very privileged.
What do you think? The dollar? Dollar gotta
you know, dollar covers all this?
All that. We got 30 guys here, beers, which could have been more than $12, right? I'll give you more than enough.
Beer comes from wheat, right? That seems pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's like horses, right?
Call
that's,
it good at a dollar.
Yeah.
That's good. No, I'm excited for your party. That'll be awesome. I think it's good. So many millennials are not planning things in advance. Yeah, it's hard to get people to come to your stuff, but yeah, we got plenty of time. I'm going to have those 20 people there at your party for you.
Thanks.
Really? I can't wait.
20?
Yeah.
Who's already circling in your mind? You have a bunch of friends here.
Maybe I mean, everyone
you
I
just
know.
Go to the pickleball court and yell.
Hey.
Party.
Party. Yeah. I'll find you a bunch of like 58-year-old men
yeah.
if you want them at the party.
Make sure 58-year-old men and like high school kids.
Yeah.
We know Jake from the pickleball courts. Okay, just don't go to the bartender, I guess. I can't.
Yeah, but the old men, they'll tip well, probably. So
true.
That'd be great.
I mean, one of my new neighbors is this awesome dude who's probably like, I don't know, early 40s. I'm going to invite him. I bet he'll come.
Yeah.
That's the best.
You think Pat will come?
In a non-COVID world. I know. I oh, really yeah. want to invite her.
I seriously forget about
it. Right, COVID. But I'm like, I guess we really can't or shouldn't.
Probably a little compromised.
Trey Kennedy, influencer Trey Kennedy throws a huge party, invites 85-year-old. You know, I'd be like, that wouldn't be.
Who does this guy run with?
Yeah, what is wrong with it? Number one, I'm confused by his social circle. Number two, what is he doing?
What's he thinking?
No, it just makes me so sad for her and all elderly folks. Like her all year, she has people over and they sit apart in the driveway.
The lawn chairs.
Like, is no one, like her children won't even hug her, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny though. My southern grandma's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
If I go, I go. Give me grandma a kiss.
Give me some sugar.
Like, oh. Not going to argue with her, I guess.
Give her but a little kiss.
Never gotten it. Okay. That's good stuff. What do we got next? Thank you guys. Do less guess. This is fun.
Thank you for the voice memos. Really appreciate it.
What's your favorite pumpkin flavored creation?
Jesse, thank you for the submission. Pumpkin. Besides this new Do Less God Bless merch.
Besides the pumpkin flavored t-shirt.
I've got to admit, you know, like I said, I am what I make fun of. I've been pretty fired up each morning having my coffee with a nice toasted pumpkin English muffin.
Oh, English muffin.
English muffins are a go-to. I
thought you were going to say pumpkin spice in your coffee.
No. Coffee always black. I'm not one of those people who like judge you for not doing it, but I would never do it. Have you ever had black coffee? Again, you're the type of guy like, this does not taste good. Why would I ever take a sip of this?
I think I did try it and I was like, whoa, that's extremely bitter. Why would I want more of this?
It's a weird thing that humans do where I just, and this is what I was instructed to do, like, just literally force yourself to drink it, and one day you'll start to, like it.
It's so fascinating that we do that as a society. Hey, we all agree this sucks, right?
Yeah.
Just power through it.
Just power through
it. Until you convince and kind of trick yourself that you like it. Mm. No!
Well, to be fair, have you had, I'm gonna get you a, next time we get coffee from somewhere that's quality, we're going to get it extra small, and you're going to try it.
Okay.
Because there, I won't drink certain, like Folgers black, I'll drink it, but it's like, I'm definitely not like, but if you get a good coffee, you know, it's still kind of bitter and you'd probably have to acquire a little bit, but I think you might appreciate it some.
Do you think you should wean me onto this? Or you think next time we go, you're just going to be black coffee? I'm used to sugary drinks.
You can, I think a wean would be nice.
Yeah.
Do a little wean. Oh man. What? Yeah, I've never thought of wean as a kind of a weird word to say, but I think I did that because I used to drink coffee and I just, you know, dump a bunch of cream and sugar in it and I do less. And then, you know, maybe you just get a nice black coffee with just a packet of sugar and you just kind of, I don't remember how I.
This could be a nice journey. We'll call it like the do less journey, me doing less with my coffee.
That's the journey, man.
Just like Trey's really been, you know, weaning me on.
Coffee stuff.
Excuse me? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
A little wean here, a little wean there.
Yeah, just work with Trey. You know, we just keep kind of getting more and more involved. It's a lot of fun. We're moved on to weaning. So, okay, young man.
It's fun. Excited to probably do a little weaning in Huntsville. Yeah. Maybe up the wean by the time we get to Lexington. Got you there.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Good word.
Just call back a spit take. Up the ween, dude. What's your pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. My pumpkin is, I think, pumpkin pie. It's I mean, it's not, let's not trick ourselves here. It's not as good as cherry cobbler, maybe a Hershey's, you know.
Reese's cup.
Yeah. Like even like a Hershey's pie, like something filled with chocolate. It's going to be amazing. But I still like pumpkin pie. A little bit of whipped cream on top. Good ratio of crust to non-crust mantle, I think it's called, in the pie. I don't mind pumpkin pie at all.
Yeah, I like that. Pecans my go-to.
Really?
You know. No.
Never been weaned on fire.
Yeah, we got to get you weaned up, man. Okay. All right. I think we got one more. Where are we at? Make sure. Yeah. Send me your voice messages, guys. DLGB@trakeno.com.
Yeah. And via email will be nice because right now we're having to do it like Instagram won't let you save a voice memo. So Trey had to screen record his Instagram.
Text it to myself.
Get it on his computer now.
Yeah.
Now he's having to rifle through a screen recording. So
here it is.
Hey, Trey. I hope everything's going well.
Well, thank you so much.
I want to know what the funniest thing is that's ever happened to you or the funniest thing that you've ever seen happen.
Okay. Thank you, Vicky. What's going on here? Heck of a question.
Yeah, that's...
Excuse me.
Don't want to let her...
What was I getting? Sorry. I got a text from my contractor. It's really good. Okay, I'm good. I'm paying attention. Funniest thing ever. I'm trying to think of those moments where I just laugh the hardest of my life. I think a great one, and this is, you know, maybe not the funniest thing ever, but a thing that I really, really enjoyed through my college years, is watching people who are on various modes of transportation eat it on campus.
That is pretty great.
Like I'm one of those people. I'm not like, oh my goodness, are you okay? I've got to walk the other way. I've got to hold in laughter and get out of your earshot.
This is amazing. Burst
in the laughter. Yes. So, you know, when it was cold and icy, those were always easy to down the stairs. It was amazing. Yeah. But I never forget I was walking with a buddy and this girl I knew fairly well, who was kind of this small, kind of cute little girl. I guess was riding her bike and she turns the corner like right by us. It's just perfect. Right, you know, within 6 feet of us, just eats it on her bike.
Yeah.
Oh, eats it. And she, you know, you could tell, classic, right? You tell immediately she's humiliated. She gets up. You know she's hurting, but she does everything she can to not show any pain and just kind of like, oh yeah, and gets on her bike and rides off. And you're just, we're like, are you okay? And she tries to be like, ah! Oh, when I tell you I lost it. Ooh, I lost it.
Something about people falling. It's like people not the most, you know, clever sense of humor by any means.
Yeah.
But it is good.
Yeah. Or when another time, one of my best friends, we were playing softball and my buddy hurled it from the outfield to him playing catcher. And, you know, just not a little baseball experience. And he missed it. It nicked his glove. Square in the nose.
Oh, that would hurt.
Gushing blood out of his nose. And people like, you know, there's like a local like Oklahoma State Snapchats. And it was like made that account because some nice random girl, it's gushing. So she hands her two female products to shove up his nose.
Let's go.
Which is effective, but hilarious. So he's just sitting there with these shoved up his nose and like someone like videoed it and put it on that Snapchat account. We're like looking at it.
Dude, getting hit in the nose hurts so bad. It takes so little for you to like tear up. Like you flick yourself in the nose and start to have tears in your eyes.
Oh, yeah. When I pull my nose hairs. Those in bamboo are like phenomenal. I mean, they're.
It's going to time lapse on those.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Do you have that issue? Mine. I'll swear I'll clean them all out in the next day. I'm just also one of my big, so many dudes are clueless and you'll be talking to, how many, do you notice that? You're talking to a dude and he's just got one.
Every grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you not notice?
Yeah. I think it's dangling down there. Yeah. A couple things you said made me think, speaking of getting hit in the nose, my dad one time gave me a piece of advice. I haven't ever got to use it. I don't know if this is how you're dad's upbringing was, but my dad like just got in fights all the time. Like back in the day, like we lived down on a farm, like when he was in high school, they would just fight all the time.
Oh really?
By the time I grew up, it wasn't the case, but
Well, now it's like, those were the days, man. Cause now if you do anything, you just get arrested.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing, but.
And so I remember him giving me like tips for fighting and then that never came up, but he was like, first punch, no matter where it's at. He's like, you always let them throw the first punch. That was one rule. Second rule. Yeah, yeah. Just like that's how you kind of like.
My grandpa's rule was you always throw the first punch.
Oh.
So we would a Kennedy triplet matchup would have been pretty awesome. Been great. We would have played each other's.
Yeah. You punch first. Because that's like almost what gives you the right. Like now I can start punching.
Oh. See, I guess it was funny. That was my grandma's thing. Like if you think a fight might happen, you better get the first punch in.
So actually, I think
he was a crazy person.
That makes sense too. Because one time my dad was telling me about a different time he got in a fight. And this guy, like, I guess they got into it. They were like a county fair and like, they were like getting into it. And this guy's like, you want to go? And I guess they're about to fight. And so, but then after the guy like starts shoving and it's like, you want to go, starts taking off his jacket. So my dad's like, well, this is a great time to punch him.
All right. Like, hold on really quick. Let me undo my belt or something.
I was like, don't start taking off your jacket once you start the like initiation. But his rule number two was first punch has got to be in the nose because you can't help it. Like your eyes are going to start watering and then you can't see. You can't see very well. And so someday, someone punch me first so I can punch you in the nose.
Right in the nose. But yeah, I know I've never been in a fight in my life. Have you?
No.
Yeah. And I think two generations ago, that's just not even a reality.
Yeah.
People just fighting left and right.
They fought over at the quarter on the ground, whoever saw it first. But yeah, like what you were saying, something about people falling is so funny. Just a couple weeks ago, I laughed so hard. I wanted to do something for my sister's birthday. I was like, what do you want to do? She's like, I really am in the mood to go to Sky Zone. I was like, let's do it.
I really want to fight. I know she's going to say. Just
really want my nose
trip
broken.
Of blood is...
It's so we
Sky
went to
Zone's so fun.
Sky Zone.
Do you love it?
I love it.
Okay, I've did it like once, and a couple of people I think went with me like ironically, and they're like, Trey got really into it.
It's awesome.
Like, yeah, it's fun.
I get to go up in the air 12 feet higher than I'm used to.
Yeah,
this
and I'm
is
like
awesome.
I'm like just by myself, just trying to do dunks on those Fadoom. Goals.
Fadoom.
Yeah, see and people are like. All right, Trey's two in it. No one, so we'll just.
I haven't been to Sky Zone in like 4 years.
Trey Kennedy Studios field trip.
Yeah. Work, culture, trip, morale.
Culture.
I don't know. But Sky Zone has upped their game, dude. They had three basketball goals. They had like a wipeout thing that like swivels. You have to like jump over it as it comes across, like jump and then duck.
Yeah.
They had dodgeball. They had a Ninja Warrior course. It was awesome. Rock climbing, whatever. But one of our friends who went with us, there had already been a lot of funny things that happened that night. I'll save you the whole story, but a lot had been building up to this point. But our friend Spencer comes back with he went to the restroom, comes back with a slushie. And we're like, oh, I didn't even know you had your wallet on you. He's like, no, they just gave it to me for free. I just started talking to one of the girls. She just gave me this entire, it's like a extra large blue slushie.
Nice.
Which, when's the last time any adult has like consumed a blue slushie? Turns your lips blue, tongue blue, everything. And so he brings it up amongst the trampolines with us. Not on the trampolines yet, but near. I'm like,
oh,
should
no,
you like
dude.
Have that up here? He's like, dude, it's fine. They love me here. They love me here.
Yeah.
And
every week.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay. And then I don't know what spurred this on. I don't know. It wasn't like, hey, I bet you can't touch the end of the wall and back with your slushie. But Spencer just starts taking off running on the trampolines with his slushie. Does not make it very far at all, dude. And just eats it. Slushy goes flying, like on children, on trampolines. Like,
he said it was probably like 60 ounces of slushy.
I mean, so much slushy.
Dude, I would have lost it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I was on the floor howling.
What an idiot.
Dude. Just so calm. Dude, they love me here. Dude, I could jump on the trampoline with this thing. They don't care.
He just gets up and he's like, typical me. They know I do that. They love it.
Oh, and then he was then humiliated because now he's got to go get paper towels. He's on his hands and knees scrubbing blue slushy off the trampolines. Oh, it was so good. So yeah, people falling is the best.
Oh, that reminds me of college. We were, for whatever reason, playing like catch with a cue ball. We had like a pool table.
Oh, God.
In like our dorm. And it was just like throwing it around. And my buddy just throws an inerrant one that like my other buddy doesn't catch. And it hits a window and then just some out of movie just spider webs.
Oh.
The whole thing.
Nice.
And we just start losing it. Oh.
Good for that window. It sounds like high quality.
Yeah.
Shatterproof. That's awesome. Catch with a cue ball. Who would have guessed? End up shattering a window.
Huh. Yep.
Never play catch with a cue ball.
That's great. Slushy all over the trampoline. What an idiot.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I think we're
awesome.
Thanks for the voice messages. We love those. Hit me with any and all questions. We got I think someone sent in a written question. Let me see if I can pull this up because I did want to give that. It
Beth
looks like a nice
Whoa,
sorry. Oh, sorry.
Beth.
Hey
Beth.
Or answer that. Okay, it's right here.
You guys want me to sing Hashala Ray again?
This HLM McKenna writes in, I'm a new follower. I'm really interested in your writing process.
Oh, cool.
Have you done interviews that I can reference to learn more about how you got started in comedy? It seems like your videos go up really fast, especially when you're doing the daily ones. How long does it take to go from brainstorming to script to video to post to edit to post? Are they mostly scripted or do you enjoy improv? How is the process for making the videos different than your process for writing or preparing stand-up?
Wow.
What process do you like the most and least? Is there a comprehensive list of chronological content for a new follower to go back and watch all the videos and podcasts?
Oh, mama.
This is great. A lot of questions.
That's awesome.
First of all,
people aren't normally that interested in what we do.
Is there a comprehensive list of chronological content? I mean, just any of my socials, I'd say probably the most digestible would just be like my new YouTube channel.
Because there's no cross-posting. Yeah,
yeah, so. Just simple YouTube channel. Go back a couple of years. It's just you're going to see all the videos and then podcast.
Scroll to the bottom.
Yeah, scroll to the bottom of like Apple Podcasts or Trey Kennedy Studios YouTube channel. Does have every, I went back and uploaded all of them.
Good for you.
Which that took us some time, but they're all there too. So YouTube's probably the easiest to digest. All great questions. So yeah, the daily, the August 20 together was a big success. It's like this great relief when you feel like you've done a lot of good work, but that was a grind. By the end of it, I was like, thank goodness this is over.
Yeah, but it's cool to prove to yourself that you can accomplish
something. Yeah, we can knock these out. So I think at this point, it's very much kind of a formula. Yeah. So if you'll notice, our videos are always around 3 minutes. And that is because Facebook, in order to monetize the video, the minimum video length is 3 minutes. So that's the sweet spot you got to hit so we can monetize those on Facebook. And then they just go everywhere else. And it's kind of what we sit here and try to do is say what's like happening now or what's something that everyone's experiencing. So that's why like the quarantine videos perform so well, because literally everyone in the country was experiencing the same thing, which is so great for us. But that like doesn't ever happen in real life.
We make a dog versus cat mom video, and that you know is relatable to certain people out there who have those animals,
right, but not everyone,
but not quarantine relatable.
Yeah. So we it varies, but I think I would say like maybe half to two thirds of the video is kind of pre-written. We say, okay, here's this concept. Let's think of some jokes, think of some things to hit on. And then as we're filming, there's things that pop to my mind or Jake's mind, or it's like kind of improv-y. And we've just got a great grasp on like what's 3 minutes now. So it's kind of remarkable. Like the video we shot yesterday, I edited it, and it was like 3:09.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think holidays for people was 3:10, 3:15, I think.
Yeah. So
we're getting pretty good at
that. So I definitely have a formula where it's kind of like, most of my videos are kind of one-liner punches, and I know like about 35 to 40 jokes or lines is what gets us there. And so I think an average video from like ideating to writing to shooting to editing to posting, I mean, maybe that's on average like a 5 or 6 hour thing.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, longer? Probably somewhere in there. Yeah.
Potentially.
And I would say finding the premise is the hardest part.
Exactly. Finding the premise. I guess we had a day, we were at a coffee shop for what, like 4 hours, and we like finally found like a premise or two.
Yeah.
We're just kind of like, what do we want? So that's probably the most time consuming. And then we kind of have the formula down from there. But that, and then for like stand up or doing live stuff, I found that it's very similar. It's just like the delivery of it is something I have to find, but like, you know, again, just finding a premise is the key, and then trying to find some jokes, and then there's a lot more nuance in those where you kind of find how, you know, if this is the premise and this is like the final big punch,
what is
the story,
best way to word this,
to
set
the best way to kind of order it and structure it, and that's a little more, you know, finagly, because you want it to be really good if people come see you. So yeah, great questions. That's fun. That's kind of I think that answered all of them pretty much.
Do you have any, I think she asked, do you have like an interview or a podcast you did with someone else where you really break this down more?
Oh, good. Yeah. I think I've guested on a few podcasts, which is probably how it gives a pretty decent answer. So I was on like Annie F. Downs podcast, and I was on like Caitlin Bristow's podcast.
Caitlin Bristow. So
that helps. But yeah, quick overview. It was the app Vine like 6 or 7 years ago that got me into it. And I'm just making videos ever since. That's a short story.
And now you're on TikTok.
Yep. Now I'm on TikTok just crushing it. So
that was a really good question. It's cool.
Yeah. Thank you, HLM McKenna or whatever your actual name is, but that's your Instagram username. Do Let's Guess episode 23. Next time you see this, it'll be a different house.
Different house.
I'm not sure the setup yet. I looked, Jake, they've painted. So we're going to set up in the corner like this. They painted both these walls a nice graphite gray.
Thank
it looks
goodness.
Great. Looks great.
I did not want them to go onyx gray.
Yeah.
Graphite gray is way that's better.
When you do house stuff, like paint it white. Like, well, what white? And you're like, okay, this will be easy. And there's like 50 white.
We've got tooth enamel white, eggshell white,
I mean,
cloud white, watches hockey on the weekdays white.
Yeah.
whoa, wait, what was that?
Okay, we're going to. So, yep, that's all we got. You got any other thing, anything to add?
I have nothing else to add, Trey. Thank you for asking.
Always. All right, we'll talk to y'all next week. New place, same show.
It's your boy, Trey, and your man, Jake, signing off.
Peace.